Blog Talk Radio.
Very term ecclesia is the term used of those who have come to God through Christ Jesus. The term ecclesia means the called out ones. And this term has been translated as church. And the church is the body of Christ. Now, it is very interesting that in Ephesians, the letter, Paul's letter to the Ephesians is concerning the body of Christ, the church as his body, the called out redeemed ones. And the letter to the Colossians is about the kephale, or Christ as the head of the church. And so, in Colossians chapter 3, Paul provides for believing ones the foundation, as it were, the doctrinal foundation for our ethical mandates, or the way we should live as believing ones. In Colossians 3:1, Paul writes, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind. Some older translations may read affection. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." And notice verse 3. "For you are dead." And so this is an aorist indicative active. You are. Aorist means at a point in time an event occurred. The indicative means a statement of fact, active voice. "For you are dead. And the life," the article is before the noun, life, in the Greek text, "the life is hid with Christ in God." When Christ, our life, the who is not in the Greek text. When Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. We will be with him. We will stand before his marvelous presence. And we want to stand before him as those who have been nurtured in the Word of God, as those who have been transformed from glory to glory into the likeness of the Son of God. He, or our likeness to him, is our collective destiny. And so why would we want to fill our minds with the philosophical teachings of man, with finite information that has no standing next to the Word of God? None. There is no standing the wisdom of man does not stand next to the glory of the Word of God. It cannot. It is mostly human hubris. It is, in fact, sinful human hubris that is unacceptable to God. So therefore, we fill our minds with the Word of God, not human psychobabble. We are told in verse 5, mortify, Paul writes, therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, and the word porneia, uncleanness, the word literally means filth, and then this term, inordinate affection. In the Greek, it is the word pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S, from which we get our English term, pathology. And then we have evil concupiscence. It's an old English word, of course, which means the results of pathology. And covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, most certainly, if one, as a believer, if one's life is embroiled in these sins, then one will have difficulty, great difficulty in life. And so believers are called to do what? We are mandated in verse 5, and we are commanded in verse 5, mortify therefore your members, that is to deaden or to subdue. For which thing's sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, or literally the children of apathy. I want you to know the minute accuracy of the word. God speaks with profound and minute accuracy. Verse 7, in which you walked, also walked, sometime when you lived in them, when, notice this, the grammar, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them, but that's not so now. But now, verse 8, you also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. And so this first word, anger, orge, means anger as a state of mind. The next word, wrath, is thumos, and it means the outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. Malice, an evil habit of mind. Blasphemy, that is egregious verbal abuse against someone, and this is the worst type of speech. Then he goes on, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man. What is the old man? He's talking about the old life, the old Adamic way of being, with his deeds or with his practice, and have put on the new, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And so everything is made new in Christ. Paul writes in Romans 12 that we are to renew our minds, a brand new mind. And it is in Paul's letter to the Romans that we have this marvelous treatise on the sarx, or the flesh, and what it does to the life, and how it destroys life. I want to read to you also from 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 reads, this is verse 3, according as his divine power given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. notice, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, you and I have a holistic, we have a complete salvation, a complete salvation. God has left nothing out. So therefore, we need not defer to humanistic psychology or humanistic systems of wisdom. We have the divine wisdom of God so that we might be built up in the faith once for all, given to the saints. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter makes this astounding statement. He talks about false prophets and false teachers, and I'm going to include in this category false counselors who come in and destroy the faith of believers. Notice what he writes. This is verse 1 of the 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. Listen to this. I want you to get an understanding of what psychobabble is about. Verse 3, and through covetousness, now the word covetous in the Hebrew text, thou shalt not covet, in Hebrew is a very picturesque term. It means to pant after something. And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words, the word here, feigned, is the word plastois, from which we get our word plastic. So they will twist words to make merchandise of you. Get some time, meditate on verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, plastois, twisted words, or words that are designed to deceive and thus bring in ruin. Shall they make merchandise of you? This is very serious. In other words, they will buy and sell you, because if believers are not well taught, they will believe the empirical lie. They will not believe the word of God. Believers must be carefully taught. Hear a little, there a little. Believers must be taught the word of God. Only the word of God can protect us from the deceitful lies of false teachers, false prophets. And they will so fashion their teaching as to have so much truth, but then they will deviate from the truth to bring in their demonic lie. And so the believer has now been seduced into believing this lie because some of it sounded so very true. We must be very careful, brothers and sisters, in these last days. Please read these verses that I have gone over tonight. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.